You know, going into the game, you know, we knew we had to limit Indy's possessions, and I think we limited their possessions to 8. But obviously, they did a great job of making some plays and running the ball and throwing the ball. I think they were 5 for 5 in the red zone, and I thought we controlled the ball, the tempo. But when you play a team like Indy, especially the way it turned out today, when you have the option or when you have the opportunities inside the 20, you got to turn them into touchdowns and not field goals. And we had a couple opportunities down there and couldn't convert and had to settle for field goals. So special teams, obviously, we're going to keep on working on that. We lost field position today. That's something we've got to work on and improve on because I believe the first couple drives, they had some great field position, didn't go have to go very far. So they won the special teams battle as well. Yeah, well, Sam, obviously, you know, Sam, with the type of offense they run, that was an easy decision. The reason why we sat him on down is Marcus has been playing extremely well, and Tim Crowder can play both outside and inside. And with this type of team, we thought Tim would be effective playing both inside and outside. So combination of Tim being healthy and Antoine Burton playing extremely well in practice, and we gave him an opportunity to play today. Yeah, he's he's been hampered with that sprained ankle, but he came back. I think he's all right. I'll find out for sure afterwards, but should be all right.
What about Thomas?
Pardon me? Well, he went back in the game. According to Corey, he had hurt his knee. I don't think it was anything too serious. He went back in. You know, there could be some repercussions from it, but right now I don't know. Well, we all, you know, we know they're a very good offensive football team. They've been very consistent. You know, they have been stopped, but obviously we didn't do that today. I shouldn't say stopped. They've been slowed down.
How close were Javon and John?
Well, it's really kind of hard to say. I just didn't feel it was their best interest or our best interest to have them to play today. They weren't ready to go full speed, and against a team like this, you got to be able to go full speed or you'll set yourself back. Well, like I said, we had a couple opportunities there. You know, you got to score touchdowns. You know, we kind of controlled the tempo of the game and tried to keep the ball away from their offense. And we had an opportunity there on the first drive and just missing a couple plays. Should have been a touchdown on that first drive. And the second drive fell a little short with that 4th and 2. And like I mentioned, then we turned the football over at the start of the third quarter, which gave them some great field position. So you got to play air-free football on offense, and obviously we didn't keep him out of the end zone.
Did you assess Cutler's performance today?
I thought Cutler played extremely well. You know, we had a game plan going in. He executed our game plan. Even on that slant route, too deep, they played hard. You know, it's more of a combination of us putting the play in that situation that, goes to me. So he made a throw there, and we've got to work on a different technique with that route. So I was really pleased with his effort and how he played, and he just keeps on getting better.
Were you worried at all in that three-man front that they may try and pound it a little bit?
Yeah, we knew they were going to pound it, and we thought we'd hold up a little bit better than we did, obviously. But tried to keep him off balance with that and make him go the distance, and they ran the ball, obviously very effective, and couldn't keep them out of the end zone.
Do you feel are you close to this team? I know the score didn't show today, but do you feel you're there with the culture? Does this team have some work to do to get them?
Well, I think you saw it as good as anybody. You can see what happened in the first half and, you know, what happened in the second half, and you either get it done or you don't, and we didn't get it done.
You put Winborn in. Was that an injury?
What's that?
You put Winborn in at the end of the game. Was that an injury?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. Okay, thanks.